This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
My friends, it is Sunday, the 24th day of January 2016. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. The most draconian military authorization in U.S. history is being rammed through the U.S. Senate and House as we speak, while the East Coast is locked under some of the worst snow in the last decade with this blizzard. It's already killed more than 15 people. We're going to be breaking that down straight ahead. I'm not saying this is going to lead to martial law. This is military martial law on paper. We're going to be breaking that down and a lot more. U.S. forces are moving back into Syria and Iraq, and it's hardly even in the news. But first, the establishment media is launching its attacks.
Talk show host is Alex Jones. He's a conspiracy theorist.
Radio talk show host Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
His name is Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
Radio talk show host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, the nut job radio guy.
Talk show host Alex Jones.
A man who trades in such sinister conspiracy theories, you have to wonder if he really believes half of what he says.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Hate speech. Can anything be done to stop the hatred?
I think Alex was the one who took the pro-gun position.
1776 will commence again if you try to pick up firearms.
I don't want that man to have a gun.
Alex Jones is a 9/11 truther.
That conspiracy theory comes from the mother of all conspiracy theories. It's an internet talk show called InfoWars.
I heard that on Alex Jones, so it's true.
Dave?
I heard it on Alex Jones, so I know it's true.
You're making some very serious allegations against the U.S. government, saying that they stage attacks, they allow them to occur in the United States against U.S.
Let's
citizens.
Let's be classified.
Alex Jones may sound crazy.
I think that Alex Jones is a lunatic.
That man's a threat to this country.
King of the conspiracy theorists.
Deeply, I think, racist.
I just got called racist by MSNBC.
He's considered legit among the crazies.
Challenge Alex Jones to a boxing match, show up with a semi-automatic that you got legally, and pop him.
I'd love to see that. In uniform.
Keep shoving lies at your audience, jackasses.
I like that guy.
That is the best.
We have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters. The bigger this war gets, the more freedoms we lose.
We have a fog that is descended on our entire nation.
The globalists are going to blow stuff up and blame it on you.
But Hillary's the one who runs the cover-up.
Everything you've heard us talk about is now going to unfold in triplicate stage.
This is real as it gets.
I had a Supreme Court justice tell me to my face, it's over for me. I said, Matt, it's over for you. They've got the votes now to enforce copyright law. You're out of there.
You want it, baby? You're about to get it.
We did meet the British at Concord Bridge to serve tea, be tolerant, and see how many guns or what kind of guns they came to take. We met them at Concord Bridge, and we blew their punk-ass brains out.
InfoWars has been able to break every record, infiltrate every operation, blow the criminal cover of operatives more than any other institution out there of freedom. And I'm so proud of that.
The notion that Hillary has somehow been an advocate for women. No, Bill rapes them physically, and then Hillary rapes them psychologically.
I hope the enemies of this broadcast, when you lie about us, when you censor us, when you attack us, when you delist us, when you do that, you're signing on to the other side.
These people are of the devil. Let's be very blunt about this.
Raise hell and demand accountability.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
The crowd is now moving forward toward the barrier. The police have been telling everybody they're going to shoot if we don't move back.
Their defeat will be ultimately a crushing one.
That's right. And ladies and gentlemen, the government is not our enemy. It is a reflection of us. It's full of good people as well, but it has been captured. Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Youngevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Youngevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're live broadcasting worldwide on this 24th day of January 2016. It is Sunday, which means two big playoff games. Right now, we've got the New England Patriots against the Denver Broncos. New England, 9 points. Denver on top at 17. And we're not going to discuss what's happening in the world economy. We're not going to discuss driverless cars on record to be taxpayer-funded to basically ban humans driving cars. We're not going to get into Joe Biden announcing an invasion of ground troops in Syria, which will collide with Russian troops that could start World War III. We are not going to discuss the 6.8 magnitude earthquake that hit Alaska. We are not going to cover Defense One and the Associated Press reporting that the authorization of force that they're trying to pass in the Senate would give this president and future presidents unlimited dictatorial power in time and space and geospatially anywhere in the world. Unprecedented has even shocked Republicans, but it's hardly made the news. It is martial law powers being given to the president. Now, let's be clear, before the New York Times, the Washington Post, CNN, all run with a story for 6 months saying, I'm saying this is martial law and the action of martial law and the maximum level of martial law, and that we'll all be in FEMA camps next week and they're coming to take our guns. Didn't say that about Jade Helm, not saying it about this. Jade Helm, and I've talked to the Special Forces troops that were involved in it, they said, absolutely, Alex. It was training for anywhere in the world, but also here in the U.S., how to infiltrate and take over towns and to, quote, dominate the human domain, as they quoted. And that is basically what the training was for, to condition us to operate against the American people. And we're not going to do it when the orders come down. Everyone knows. And I'm going to leave it right there. But we have a lot of former and current Special Forces people, obviously, on. You can probably guess who's telling me that, but I don't need to hear it from them. I'm looking at it historically. I know what's going on, and I'm warning you. It's kind of like a bad motorcycle gang moves in next door to you in your neighborhood. It's not a normal, you know, great motorcycle gang for veterans or a cop motorcycle gang or a motorcycle gang that's Christian. Well, you know, most motorcycle gangs are great people, but there is that 3%. 3%ers, 1%ers, they've got different names for it, that are into a criminal lifestyle. And let's just say the Hell's Angels moves in next door to you, or the Bandidos. I don't know when you're going to have problems with them, but I can bet you are. And basically, the Hell's Angels or the Mongols or the Bandidos have taken over the government, and they're changing all the laws in front of us, doing whatever they want, running around engaging in tyranny, and it's getting worse by the minute. I don't know how bad it's going to get. I don't know how far it's going to go, but, man, it's already crazy. And, by the way, it's not fair to say bad things about those motorcycle gangs that are actually lawful and good and honorable compared to the people that run our government. And in fact, I'm sorry for you know comparing them to the government, because the government is the worst of the worst at the top. At the mid-level, low-level, a lot of good people. They're not our enemies. The globalists want to start a civil war in this country that's pointed at local, state, and low-level federal government. That is not, I mean, that is exactly the type of destabilization garbage they pulled everywhere else. I am firmly against it. I'm for a revolution of ideas, a revolution in voting with our dollars, our actions, not supporting globalist operations. I am for civil disobedience that's not violent, and I'm for defending ourselves 110%. That means you get attacked in cold blood straight up by these people, you know, go first blood Rambo, whatever. But we don't start the fights. We finish them, just like Lexington and Concord. And now, don't worry. The globalists will stage false flags. They've done it before. They'll do it again and blame us. But here's the good news. People see through that. And I don't mean the public. The public kind of understands the concept now on average. But the military and police get it big time. I mean, big time. They get it. They see it. They figured it all out. They've surpassed my knowledge in many ways studying it now. I mean, I can give you the good news. They're still run by the globalists. We're still in deep trouble, but it's a major ace in the hole that the globalist program of control is now known. Their systems, their modus operandi, their logic, their program, their operation. And that's what this show is here to do. Blow their operational manuals sky high. Bring them right out in the open for everybody to see them so people know what they're looking for when things happen. Okay. Obviously, we're not going to be talking about the football here today. I'm not against the football. Okay, it's just that our country has slipped so far that if one more person asked me about the Powerball a few weeks ago, I was going to go crazy. And if one more person asked me about, hey, you know, did you watch the game? Wasn't it great? Look, I'm sorry. My country is being overrun by criminal activity. Bernie Sanders came out on national television on Meet the Press and said basically confiscate guns nationwide. That clip's coming up. Biden says, quote, U.S. Turkey ready for military solution in Syria as Russian and Turkish troops, this is mainstream news, line up on each side of the border with each other. We got the Russians lining up to fight with NATO. They're already fighting NATO in Ukraine right now. This is so dangerous. It's a real game that could lead to thermonuclear war and the end of life on this planet. And that's not Alex Jones saying that. That's many analysts. Stock markets are down about a third worldwide. They're plunging. Depression is happening in over 100 countries. Recession. Over 30 countries have civil wars or wars going on in them. The world is on fire, to quote the Pentagon 2 years ago. The average American, the average European is still somewhat sheltered, is still somewhat above this, but the water is rising. And so the area of my brain that would be used to war game football, that's what it is. It's chess on a field. I don't play a lot of chess. I used to play chess when I was a kid because games were fun. Video games were fun. Shoot 'em up games were fun. See, I do that now in the real world. I play chess in the real world for the future of the country and the planet. So, see, my masculine wargaming centers of my brain aren't watching other warriors have a simulated fight with each other, a gladiatorial event. I'm actually alive, involved in the real world, trying to get other people involved. I'm actually open carrying an M4 on my back in San Antonio with 1,500 other Texans in defiance of a city law saying they'll arrest us for doing it. And I marched with the state land commissioner at the Alamo, and the police had to stand down because they knew we were in the right. See, that's a real field of battle in the information war. Not the simulated one with the football game. If your son or daughter is on the lacrosse team or on the basketball team or on the football team or on the swim team, mine are as well. I go watch it. It's great. It's good for them. Competition, working as a team, learning to get hurt, learning to get up, learning to be strong, simulated fighting. It's a legal place to fight. It's good for you. Sports is great. I love it. It's wholesome. When you're playing it or you're watching your family or when you're on a softball team or a baseball team, that's great. Don't, not watching TV. Out having a barbecue, whatever. What we've got here is a sick country obsessed with football and Powerball and LeBron James and having all these role models while our entire future is being stolen. It'd be like if somebody invited me over to their house, and I lived across the street from a bank, and they were saying, hey, come over and watch a TV show with us. And then I see the bank being robbed, and I say, hey, Mabel, I'm going to go call the police right now. They're robbing the bank. And Mabel says, you're crazy. You're insulting. You don't want to come over here and watch TV with me. It's not that it's bad that you're in there watching television. That's an allegory of not living in the real world. It's that the real crime's going on 100 yards away. Or there's a car wreck with bleeding, dying people on the street. And I'm supposed to go run off and buy a Powerball ticket and go run off and watch football all day while the world passes us by. That's why we're so screwed. That's why Congress is doing things they've never done before. Because people are in a pre-matrix. They're in a trance. We have a sick world in violent, decadent decline, where people are living in fantasy land, watching TV, on their smartphones, playing video games all day, while the real world goes on around them. When we come back, the huge developments in the Middle East, the huge developments with the War Powers Act to make the president a military dictator. I'm not kidding.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
I want to be 100% crystal clear. Not because of media criticism on this subject or media deception, but so the listeners understand, because this is the key. They're not going to come out and announce martial law in Germany or in Switzerland or in the Netherlands or France or the United States or Canada or Australia. They're going to call it a state of emergency, a permanent state of emergency, a civil emergency. I have AP and AFP today. I'm going to be going over these in a moment, where the French aren't allowed to demonstrate against the government on GMO, on open borders, on taxes. They're arresting people for their political speech. They've arrested now twice the leader of the main conservative party, who is the leader in national election polls, Marie Le Pen, whose father almost became president. Now, that'd be like arresting Donald Trump for his statement about barring Muslims. She just said, we're under attack like World War II. They arrested her. She's facing several years in prison. Now, I have in the Associated Press, French saying, Hollande has made a permanent state of emergency. Now they're making a financial emergency, and the tax collectors are just grabbing money out of bank accounts. That's always the real reason for the physical martial law, is the financial. Germany and France are now under martial law, and they're organizing under EU edicts, a domestic EU police force nationalizing local police and federal police and codifying that you're not allowed to criticize Muslims. You see, they use that crisis to bring them in and then basically balkanize the country. I have all that. You say, but what does that have to do with America? It's the exact same thing, but it's done with just a straight face. There it is, Wall Street Journal, French president to seek extended emergency powers. Of course he is. And now he's done it. And he's arresting his political enemies. He brought in the radical Muslims. When they attacked, he declared civil emergency. I don't have one. I don't have two. I don't have three. I have four articles here in my stack in the last week with calls for civil emergency to take the guns. Meet the Press, CNN, you name it. Ladies and gentlemen, remember Obama used to say, I'm not a dictator. I can't bypass Congress on borders and guns. He said that hundreds of times. And then now the last year, he just goes, Congress didn't act on guns. They didn't get in line. That's a quote. I'm taking action. He told his constituents, I changed the law and opened the borders when Congress didn't act. That's a quote. They have a name for that. So let me explain something. I'm not saying hot martial law is coming. I'm saying slow, creeping, lukewarm tyranny. And martial law is already here by every single historical yardstick there is. And major universities around the world admit the West is now totalitarian. But they leave the opposition still in place. They still have some of the window dressing. But we're here. So let me explain something. Martial law isn't coming. It's here. It's kind of like you put a turkey in the oven and turn it on to 350. and it's only heated up to like 200. But the turkey's in the oven, and it's heating up, and it's cooking. The turkey's in the oven. The door was closed. The heat was turned up. It's going up right now. The mercury's rising. We got to get out of this pot, because we're not a brainless, mindless, dead turkey. At least yet. So, they keep going, oh, really? Where's the tyranny? Where's the arrest? Where's the, I don't know, all these thousands of Christians persecuted by the IRS? I don't know, all these filmmakers and writers and governors being arrested? The Attorney General, a totally upstanding record of Texas, sues Obama over open borders and gun control, and they indict him? I mean, what are you talking about? Where's the attacks? Obama had the FBI crawl through everything we've done for 2 years. The FBI wouldn't recommend indicting us for something, so Obama's shopping it around every agency right now. I've confirmed that from the feds face-to-face. And you know how mad Obama is? Let me tell you, when we go out to events to cover Hillary, the Secret Service sees us, completely leaves us alone, and smiles at us because they know what's going on. They know what's happening as well. So the good news is the people in government realize there's a criminal takeover. They know more than the public. But let me tell you something. They're making their move. So, we know there's all these rhino Republicans up there in Congress like Mitch McConnell from Kentucky, the senator, the leader of the Senate. And I covered this in emergency report Friday evening when I learned about it. It all started unfolding Thursday, but was in one publication until Friday. Defense One. And I guess it was Don Salazar that brought it to my attention. And it was mad out there as well. And you read it, and then you go to the actual authorization. It is insane. But it's so dry. They just say the president can use military force anytime he wants, anywhere, 360, anywhere in the world, anytime. And Congress has nothing to say about it. Just like the last spending authorization they did. Before, they just said 100 plus of them, but it was limited. This time, they just said the president can spend any amount of money he wants, however he wants, in perpetuity. Blank check. Congress signs over its authority. I mean, that's financial martial law, just like the financial emergency in France and in Europe. They just do whatever they want. It's a blank check. It's like Obamacare. Just says the government insurance companies can do whatever they want. I don't know how much worse it's going to get with what they actually do. But I know they have put on paper that they've got martial law in place in America. Congress 7 years ago wouldn't vote to shut down 1,000 power plants. Obama just did it with executive action. Congress won't vote to take the guns. He's doing it with executive action. And they've got their talking heads all over TV saying, let's just go ahead and start taking these guns, and let's go ahead and have a civil war with these gun owners, and let's go ahead and just see if they try to fight us. These are crazy people. And crazy is, crazy does. Just watch Hitler. They're starting a fight with the Russians. I guess that's where every crazy dictator goes to get their ass kicked, is you just go start a fight with the Russians for no reason. And then they're over here starting all these wars. U.S. troops have gone back into Iraq. They're beefing them up in Afghanistan. And Joe Biden, I've got the clip, comes out and says, we're going in with ground troops to Syria before the authorization is even passed. We're going to go to break. I'm going to come back and walk through all of this. But, yeah, I'm not watching the New England Patriots versus the Denver Broncos right now because I'm in the real world battling for the future of this country while the average person is mesmerized in fantasy land watching football and playing video games and drinking a 12-pack of beer. And, hey, listen, if the country wasn't going down in flames, I'd be watching football, playing video games, and drinking a beer. But, man, you don't play video games or watch football when you're on the deck of the Titanic and it's lifting and about to break in two. Infowars.com. Stay with us.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying five, six, or even seven different cleansers, cleansing products. We use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax High Performance Shower Filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax Shower Filter from ProPure today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So there's this process in history where countries get rid of their due process. And then suddenly you reach a flashpoint. It's like throwing paper in a fire. It doesn't burst into flames right away. And all of a sudden it just goes boom and explodes. If you look at the scale of time, a year, 2 years is like the blinking of an eye politically. We basically are bursting into flame right now. Across the board, every form of oppression and tyranny is just rearing its ugly head. There's a major revolution by the tyrants to seize control, to overturn due process, to overturn basic freedoms. And before I get to the Senate leader surprises lawmakers with new ISIS war powers request, before I get to what's in that, and how it ties into Biden, U.S., Turkey, ready for military solution in Syria, boots on the ground, before I tie all this together and why it's such a big deal and just adds to the season of corruption we're in. I like Ted Cruz. We've interviewed him here. He is the guy behind the front runner, Donald Trump. Those two are battling each other. But when I see a clip like the one that's premiering at Infowars.com, sent to us by a listener, and we checked out the provenance of the clip, it's really not gotten any attention yet. It just broke at Infowars.com. I am forced to cover it. Now, it's my opinion that Cruz is joking around here. Arnold told Rolling Stone he wanted to be Hitler, wanted to be a dictator, admired tyrants, wanted to be bigger than Jesus. Told filmmakers that as well with Pumping Iron. So with Schwarzenegger, we know his actions. We know he'd like to be a dictator. His dad was an SS officer. You know, the rest is history. But in the case of Ted Cruz, I mean, I want to see the full clips of this. But if you ask me what I wanted when I was 18 years old, I wanted to run our family's ranch and be a cattle rancher and be an outdoorsman. I got involved in politics because they were trying to take our guns. And so I do find it very disturbing when you ask somebody, what do you want to be, what do you want to do, and you say, I want to rule the world and take over. You know, what do we want to do today, Pinky? Well, the same thing we do every day, take over the world, or whatever that cartoon says. I'm only seeing it a few times, like some big pink mouse or something. All I know is I don't want to take over the world. And, you know, maybe super intelligent people are like that. I mean, I think I'm pretty smart. Ted Cruz, I'll tell you, is very smart. I've read his writings. I've watched him, you know, give filibusters. He's obviously in the top 1% of smartest people or less. And he's a constitutionalist on many fronts. He needs to explain this clip, though, because it's the exact type of stuff we're facing. Here I am talking about how we're having a dictatorship of the bureaucracy. The power structure is turning the presidency into a dictatorial office. That's different than the president being a dictator and staying in office. We're just getting an imperial post that operates outside of the Constitution. And no one can deny that process is almost complete. You don't hear folks saying America's a free country anymore, do you? Oh, we give up our liberty for security. But you don't get security when you give up liberty. You get enslavement. So just to set the table here of where we are in this election, here's Ted Cruz talking about wanting to rule the world and be a dictator. The video is up on Infowars.com. Then his father responds at the end in the same time frame, I guess the same conference that folks have dug up. You know, Ted wants to rule the world. What do you think? And then Ted's father responds, well, I don't think he should end up ruling the world. Here's the clip.
What I want to do in life. Be in a teen fit film like that guy who played Horatio. You know, he was in Malibu Bikini Beach Shop. Well, other than that, take over the world. World domination, you know, rule everything. Rich, powerful, that sort of stuff.
Rich, powerful, take over everything. World domination. Ted Cruz, 2016.
Cruz, you think Ted's going to rule the world one day?
I hope not.
That's his dad, Rafael Cruz, you know, because your son, can he really take over the world? Well, I hope not. So that's the Cuban refugee saying he hopes his son doesn't become a dictator. Obviously, we need to find out the full context of all of this, but it is really something else. And we'll go more into the context of that a little bit later. Let's go ahead and get into the real-world stuff. Not an 18-year-old Ted Cruz wanting to be world dictator, because, you know, obviously Bill Clinton's lined up for that job. If Hillary can get in as president, she wants to make him secretary general. Let's get into what's currently happening. This is from Defense One on Thursday. Senate leader surprises lawmakers with new ISIS war powers requests. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell offered members a snow weekend surprise, quietly teeing up a debate on legal underpinning of the fight against ISIS, which means war powers. Who commands the military? Who gives the war authorization? After months of worrying that such a resolution, such as the authorization of military force, would tie the next president's hands, I love that spin. They already gave the president incredible powers. So McConnell's answer is just give him unlimited. McConnell moved to fast-track the measure, surprised even his top deputy, Senate Majority Whip John Cornyn of Texas, who was unaware that McConnell had set up the authorization. He did, Cornyn asked National Journal on Thursday morning. The AUMF, put forward by McConnell, would not restrict the president's use of ground troops, nor have any limits related to time or geography, nor would it touch on the issue of what to do with the 2001 AUMF, which the Obama administration has used to attack ISIS despite the authorization's instructions to use force against those who planned the 9/11 terrorist attacks. By contrast, the legal authority put forward by the administration last February wouldn't authorize enduring offensive ground combat operations and would have ended 3 years after enactment unless reauthorized. And then it goes on, Lindsey Graham and others that co-sponsored it. There's never been a war resolution in this country's history saying anywhere, anytime, in the future, including America, do whatever you want, don't even come to us. Just like the authorization on the debt ceiling being raised. They just said, you know what, unlimited, don't have to come back, you're done, boom. They're just signing over their authority left and right. Am I saying this is imminent announcement of martial law? No, because we're already in it, folks. It's just more now of Congress shining away its authority to an executive so the next executive can come in and do whatever they want, whoever that is. This is craziness. You can go back to the original article. This is back on the 10th of this month. Mitch McConnell makes clear that he wouldn't authorize war under Obama. Look, I don't want to tie the hands of the next president. The next president may want to actually defeat ISIS. And I think the AUMF authorization to use military force that ties the president's hands behind his back is not something I would want to do to a new president who's going to have to clean up this mess created by all of his passivity of the last 8 years. What spin? They give the president unlimited military power compared to previous ones. And then they claim we've got to give the president even more power because Obama hadn't done his job arming, supporting ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And the neocons all know that. They're knee-deep in it as well. Incredible is the answer to that. And then they come out with this military authorization to just basically make the president a military dictator and say that's to beat ISIS when you could have said ground troops or whatever. But again, ground troops will mean absolutely devastating civil war with thousands of U.S. troops being killed to back the rebels that are 90% Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, and ISIS, well, obvious, and our own military is in open revolt against that. We're going to go to break. When we come back, I'm going to walk through more of this, but you can see what they're doing here, folks. You can see how they're laying the groundwork for all of it. And now when we come back, they've got Russian and Turkish troops who are NATO lined up against each other, and mainstream media admits it's a huge escalation in a proxy war with Russia that's in its own backyard trying to stop radical Islamists who've been attacking Russia. And again, Russia's not some lion, panacea, perfect, you know, angel here. But Russia didn't start this, and our government with Saudi Arabia is running ISIS, and they want to send in U.S. forces to the rescue against Assad and think you're so dumb, they claim it's against ISIS. Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax high performance shower filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax shower filter from ProPure today. Brain Force is here. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been on this the last few months. You probably noticed I've been more focused, less brain fog, more energy, and it's because of Brain Force.
There's always hidden additives in your food. Even organic food has hidden additives. Staring at the computer all day, working, doing good, you're still damaging your brain. Ultimately, we've all been dumbed down to some degree.
It doesn't have stimulants. It doesn't have garbage in it. It has natural things that do it clean.
You will find Brain Force and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, No longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop. Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Here's the really big question I'm asking. Why are governments all over the world arming themselves against their local populations? Why are governments digging in? Why are they getting armored vehicles for the first time in modern history and saying it's for civil unrest? Why are elites moving to armored redoubts, armored fortresses, and offshore floating islands? Well, they tell us it's to get away from worldwide collapse. And then we cover it, and they have the New York Times and others say we're fear porn dealers and that nothing's going to happen. I hope nothing happens. But you see the establishment gearing up for all this and passing civil emergency legislation all over the world. And things are deteriorating quickly. So I want to ask former military, current military, citizens, constitutional lawyers, others, first-time callers as well. Am I wrong in being concerned about the most open-ended military authorization ever? They're trying to hand Obama? That's how the doublethink works. They give him huge, wide-open, open-ended powers. Then they go, those aren't strong enough. We're not going to tie a president's hands because you won't do anything about ISIS when he's already authorized. We're just going to give you in perpetuity total control to do whatever you want and make the president a dictator when it comes to military force. That's how you move the Overton window. It's like, you know, we're not going to let this robber steal $5 million from the bank. We're going to let him steal $50 million. That'll show him. And it just fits into the open borders by executive power, coming after the guns by executive power. But it's how these lawyers spin it like it's no big deal. It's like Obama came out and said, my executive order is non-binding and advisory only on how we're just going to put people on a no-gun buy list who have no criminal record. And lawyers were on TV going, that's really smart because he doesn't have the authority. He just says it's an advisement. But they're ordering the FBI to do it, which is real. You think it's real when Obama advises ICE to let the illegals come in, put them on buses, give them vouchers, ship them in? Oh, the president doesn't have the power to shut down coal power plants. He just orders the EPA to do it. Well, you know, when Hitler ordered that attack on Russia, it was advisory. So the generals, you know, didn't really follow orders. They just did what they thought was advisory. No, folks, it's dictatorship with some weird little legalese added on to say, well, we didn't really mean it, but we're doing it. And then we get to this. This is military authorization to go into Syria like they tried 3 years ago in our own military, our own chairman of the Joint Chiefs, General Dempsey at the time, who's left now, retired, so notice it's a whole other ballgame. He went to the White House. He said the military will not fight on the side of Al-Qaeda. That's who you're turning Syria over to. This is immoral. Syria didn't attack us. We're not doing it. I told you that first. It came out in the news a year later. Rand Paul came out and said we're not Al-Qaeda's Air Force. So did Ted Cruz, to his credit. And now, bipartisanly, we hear U.S. Turkey ready for military solution in Syria. Geneva peace talks postpones, destined to failure. Biden has announced. Here's another one. America and Turkey begin ground invasion of Syria. How will Russia respond? That's in the Associated Press, an announcement by AFRICOM and U.S. CENTCOM. Conflict in Syria escalates as Russia and U.S. establish air bases along Turkish borders. Significant developments ahead of peace talks that have now been canceled. And it goes into the forces lining up against each other on the border. WikiLeaks cables portray Saudi Arabia as a cash machine for terrorists. And meanwhile, they're giving authorization for boots on the ground in Syria, and U.S. troops have gone into Iraq now. Here's Zero Hedge's article on it. Mitch McConnell moves to grant the president unlimited war powers with no expiration date. The essential act of war is destruction, not necessarily of human lives, but of the products of human labor. War is a way of shattering to pieces or pouring into the stratosphere or sinking into the depths of the sea materials which might otherwise be used to make the masses too comfortable and hence, in the long run, too intelligent. George Orwell. This was Pentagon mole sending U.S. troops to Iraq. That was 2 days ago. They'd already done it. Here's AP and the Military Times. Hundreds more U.S. troops may go to Iraq. They already sent a whole bunch. Here's another one. Emergency power is given to Barack Obama authority over just about everything during a major national crisis. Remember this CNN op-ed? Can we cue up the Bernie Sanders on the gun grabbing, please? Thank you. CNN op-ed calls for Obama to declare national state of emergency to gut Second Amendment. CNN calls for them to use civil emergency to take the guns. Oh, here's AFP. Disquiet, that's French news agency, disquiet, oh, they're concerned, grows over French state of emergency. When a state of emergency was imposed in France after the November attacks, numb with terror weary, citizens welcomed the show of force, but a sense of creeping unease, over civil liberties has turned to outright opposition in many quarters as French President Hollande indicated this week that he would seek to renew the measures for another 3 months, and has already declared civil emergency over the money. I'm going to stop there. We got all the civil emergency talk. Just have the president declare a civil emergency. Well, they've already done it. They're already acting under executive fiat. And they're not getting in trouble. The Republicans are handing more power because they work for the very same special interest. And it's that illusion of fighting that's creating the fact that people are asleep. Look at this. Bernie Sanders calls for totalitarian gun confiscations. Sanders will ban guns that are primarily, quote, designed to kill people. Well, that's all guns. It's not about hunting, Sanders. This is the old way to ban it, like they've done in Europe. Oh, stuff that could kill cops. Well, that's any bullets. And anything that's semi-auto. Let's go to this clip from him on NBC's Meet the Press. This video is on InfoWars.com. Here it is.
What I said several months ago, having a D-minus voting record from the NRA, having voted to ban assault weapons way back in 1988, yeah, that was a piece of legislation that I wanted to relook at. And what that legislation had, among other things, is a prohibition on armor-piercing ammunition designed to kill police officers. It had language in it for a child lock safety for our kids, important provision.
Not your kids, sir.
That I did not like and that I was willing to rethink. We have rethought it. There's a bill apparently
being introduced.
I like that bill. It makes some good changes, and we will be supportive of it.
Make some good changes?
Very strongly in an instant background check. I think we have to expand it. I think we have to make sure 100% that we keep guns out of the hands of people who should not have that, people with criminal backgrounds, people who are mentally unstable.
Already laws in the books.
That has been my view from day one.
Again, Bernie Sanders talks about wealth redistribution all day, and the more liberalism we get, the more government we get, the less middle class there is. And it's the big mega rich that are funding people like him and Hillary and others because they want a big domesticated, dumbed-down population. It's so simple. Socialism and communism always creates a total train wreck disaster. But you've got the same dumbed-down idiots that went to get 2-3 college degrees to get jobs that didn't exist. They're lined up to him wanting everything free. Just like Obamacare was supposed to be free. Now Sanders is promising some free health care. It's a fixed system. The bigger the system gets, the more it gets fixed. You have a small government, you have prosperity. You have a big government, you get a screw job. That's history. But you folks don't want to admit that. That is the socialist useful idiots out there. We're going to come back and take your phone calls and get into a ton of other really important news items the next hour. The Sunday phone number is a little different. I want to hear from military, police, first-time callers. What do you think about this process into tyranny we're seeing? The number is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Briefly, please spread the word about this broadcast. They're doing everything they can to try to shut it up, but I know you're taking action. You're the secret weapon of InfoWars. Spread the word. Send out the free links, the podcasts, the videos, the news articles. You have the power. Buy the incredible products at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Limited edition Hillary for President shirts are almost sold out. The new We Will Never Surrender the Second Amendment shirts that are limited edition. And ending tomorrow, we've extended through the weekend, but it ends tomorrow. Get Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine, and Super Mill Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com. 15% off. We've got a lot of discounts on the water filtration systems right now, where you can trust the government and drink that water, and it all supports this hardcore hot tip of the spear. InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.